You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome to another wrap-up episode of Who Would Win Masters, where we take a look back on our last episode, your reviews, your comments, all that good stuff. I am Sam Proof, here with Race to Canis, and today we are talking about Jack Burton versus John Spartan.
We are talking about Jack Burton versus John Spartan. Now, this episode featured one Kevin Goatee, who I gave every opportunity to. I'm just going to put it out on the record. I asked him if he had any final thoughts he wanted to share with the people, and his response to me was, hold on, I'm going to grab it here. I don't as of now, but can think if there's something to add. And the fact that I never got anything more says he feels that he has said enough. Not only in the show, but also after the show, Kevin does not use this full time.
Yeah, no. He's like, peace out. See you on the other side.
He said, I've done what I was here to do, sir. Good day.
Yeah.
I say good day, sir. Yeah. So John Spartan versus Jack Burton. I love this battle. I love this matchup. You know, it's a little more on the nose that I generally prefer matchups to be. If you know me and you know the Who Would Win show for a very, very long time, I hated doing, I refer to them as the stale matchups, the ones everybody's talked about a million times. The ones that, you know, Goku versus Superman, right? RoboCop versus Terminator. If they made an epic rap battle of history about it, I probably don't want to do a Who Would Win battle about it. But those are the ones that everybody wants, and those are the ones that everybody tunes in for. So who am I to say now? I know with Kevin Goatee as a...
Give the people what they want. That's it. Just do it.
No, like, give them what they want. That's it. So... I know with Kevin Goatee, he's a movie guy. He's a movie buff. He had a movie podcast, Gutting the Sacred Cow. I've been on it several times. Go check it out if you haven't already. I will say I knew he was going to come in wanting to do a movie battle and probably a battle with two movie characters, so it would be the most fair. So he came at me with Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China, and I'm like, that sounds great. I love Kurt Russell. I loved that movie when I was younger. I used to have it on, you know, videotape. Kids, ask your parents. And I loved it. So I just brought to him a list of other characters. You know, we talked about doing Ben Richards from The Running Man, the Arnold Schwarzenegger character. Yeah. I believe there was another Arnold Schwarzenegger character, maybe from like Cobra, that Kevin talked about us doing. But at the end of the day, I wanted to do Stallone, a little Tango and Cash reunion as it was brought to my attention.
Oh, sure.
It's another fantastic movie. Just for the record. And I love Demolition Man. I've gone on other podcasts and I've talked about how much I love Demolition Man. What a great opportunity to watch it again. And I'm hoping that people out there enjoyed the battle. It seems like it went over pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, I think going into it, there's some fun characters just to start with, like wide known. There's a lot of nostalgia to both of those characters that makes them really stand out. And like, a lot of quotable moments, right?
It's a very, very quotable movie, and the cat has entered the chat. Thank you very much. Folks. Sam's cat is now with us. Yeah. Well, those of you who don't know, Sam fosters cats, right?
That's right.
Why don't we take a moment and plug that? Why shouldn't
we? Yeah, sure. Yeah, my wife and I, for the last 8 years, have been volunteers for Kitten Rescue under the the username Cute Avalanche, where we both foster and live stream our cats. We've fostered over 200 cats and kittens, and we focus on specifically bottle baby kittens, which are kittens under 8 weeks old, which most people don't realize this. At a typical shelter, they end up at the top of the euthanasia list because shelters just don't have the staff to deal with that. So we try and take that off their hands.
Phenomenal. And you could wait, where do people go to live stream cats? I knew it was a thing, but it never hit me that like I could just be watching live stream cats all day long.
We multicast, so we're on pretty much any of the big platforms you can think of that are horizontal platforms. So Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, any of those as Cute Avalanche, one word, no spaces, and you'll find us.
That's great. Okay, Cute Avalanche. There we go. Everybody go do that. If you like, so here's the deal. When you listen to the show, there will be cat noises.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There just will be.
Yeah. There's no way around it.
It's for a very good reason. There's nowhere. Yes. Sam has got 200 cats in his house right now.
Not
right. Did I get that right? 200 cats right now.
No.
All at the same time,
past
right?
200
cats.
Yeah, that's right. No, not at
okay,
the same
thank
time.
You.
The most we've ever had is 14, which is a lot.
14 cats.
Is a lot.
That's to me, it sounds like not enough, but that's just me.
Right now, just this one
anyway,
seems like a lot.
It does. So, and if you're looking at adopting a cat, come talk to Sam, right? Is that a thing? You can just hand him over?
Yeah, you can get in touch with us. We go through Kitten Rescue, but yeah, we can totally organize.
Go through a kit. Or just show up at Sam's house and just hold out your hands and say, please hand me kitten,
put kitten
sir. And he'll
here.
Come back.
Please, sir, can I have a cup of kitten?
And Sam will provide that service to you. So keep that in mind. If you like the sound of any cat in the background of a Who Would Win Masters show, that cat can be yours if the price is right.
That's right.
I assume
we'll go with that. That's
price,
fine.
I mean, that works. Yeah. Okay, fair. Anyway, we're talking about John Spartan versus Jack Burton. And what I really liked about this movie, I went with my wife and I said to her, I say, well, I want to watch these movies for a Who Would Win show. And she's like, I'll watch Demolition Man anytime, any day. That's how you know you're married, right? And then she said, I don't know that I've seen. Yeah, she loves it. And I don't know if she'd never seen Big Trouble in Little China, I don't think. And she didn't like that one as much. I'm just going to be real with you.
What was her
she did
her
not
main...
like it as much.
Yeah, what was her big gripe on it?
I don't think it was a gripe per se. It was, she didn't hate it.
Okay.
But she was also kind of getting late, and I think she was just kind of getting tired, and it wasn't grabbing her the way some other movies can, like, you know, grab. It's the kind of movie that she didn't want to force herself to stay awake to see the end of. Does that make sense? There are movies, and sometimes they're so good, you stay up till you know you shouldn't, and then there's other movies where you're like, I'll pick it up later. That's what Big Trouble Little China was to her, and that's okay.
That's
not
fine.
Everything's for everybody, you know. But I think she generally enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. Sometimes it's a little hard to get past the, you know, the synth music. It's a lot of synth.
To me, that's a starting point. Like, that's a reason
it.
I would watch a movie. I haven't mentioned this. I got a short-time gig at an office, and the office happens to have a TV in it, right? Because we use it for testing. I work in video games. A lot of people know that already. And one of the things that makes me laugh is whenever we go between inputs, say between the YouTube, for reasons, and then switching over to the PS5 or what have you. We use the TV for like testing purposes. What happens is every time we go in between, it automatically stops on a channel that I've never heard of before called Fear Zone. And I don't know how it got programmed, but it always goes to Fear Zone, even if it's for a few seconds, like while it's doing the transition, or if you like turn off the PlayStation, it kicks you back to Fear Zone. Instead of the last thing you were on. And I don't know who programmed it. I barely know what Fear Zone is, but apparently it's just really low budget horror films.
Awesome.
I'm not exactly sure, but I'm always worried the wrong person's going to walk by my office at the wrong time and they're going to see some sort of weird, schlocky horror movie and they're going to question exactly what I do.
Yeah.
And maybe they should. I promise I'm not in here watching Ghost Hunters for 8 straight hours every day, sir. I promise.
No, I would imagine it was, you know, the more Roger Corman-esque stuff on Fear Zone.
No, it's like the low budget, like stuff from the 2000s, you know?
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about that a little bit later. I've been getting into, I finally am making myself watch a movie. I haven't finished it. Two movies, actually. And we'll get to that at the end. But anyway, people are here to talk about the wrap up. So let's do some reviews, if Sam, you're ready for that.
I am, yeah. You're going to kick us off with that first one? Do we have
a, I will. You just don't sound excited enough. I want, I want some rah-rah. I want some pom-poms in the air. Thank you. Okay.
I don't. I'll first, shake a cat.
First review. That's it. That's shake a cat. Always. Always, always a fan pleaser. Yeah. So we're going to start with reviews, and then we're going to go to your feedback for the episode, yep. John Spartan versus Jack Burton with Kevin Goatee. Reviews. We got brand new reviews to the Who Would Win Network. I love to see it. The first one comes from The Amazing Pug. It says, Ray is awesome. I already like this one. To quote Thor.
Is this Endgame. A ghost account that you've created?
The world may never know. Yeah. This one says, please read this review. It would make my day. Well, I'm doing it. Have a day. The Amazing Pug. Ray is awesome and amazing. I don't know why I picked myself to start with this one. Also, please do 11 from Stranger Things. Now, the previous iteration of Who Would Win Show did do 11 versus Solomon Grundy. And what I thought was a pretty decent episode.
Yeah.
An interesting one. Found the decision to be a little suspect, but, you know, I got my problems with judges. That's on the record. I don't need to rehash it again right now. Sam, why don't you go ahead and give us the next review?
This one just says five stars. Amazing. Is five stars five stars? Is the actual username? Okay. It says, amazing. This show is amazing. Should use more video game characters like Catnap versus Freddy Krueger or something. It's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know that I would call Freddy Krueger a video game character to start with, but...
No, I'm a little bit confused by that. Yeah, he is a movie character.
It's a weird example.
He's been in a video game, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
And Catnap is one of these, I think, is it like a mascot horror? Like a new mascot horror kind of? I'm vaguely familiar with the concept of something called Catnap.
I wasn't. I'm not so sure what Catnap is. I, for a second, thought it was the cat from Gabby's Dollhouse, which my kids love to watch on Saturdays. But I don't think.
Now we're talking.
I think that's Cat Rat. I don't think it's a matchup for Freddy Krueger whatsoever.
There's Cat Rat, and then there's also DJ Catnip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very
that's
powerful.
Right. That's right. We're in the know. There's a whole new podcast. It's funny because right. I had an idea for a Freddy Krueger show. I want to maybe at some point do a three-way where it's maybe, and maybe it's more than that, where it's like Freddy, Jason, and Michael Myers. Where we get the Hollywood, you know, the Halloween big ones to face off, through, you know, all around for a sort of special edition.
Maybe, but maybe like there's a big, other October.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there's other slashers to put in there, but I don't know. I think those three make the most sense.
You know, they made a comic book, unless I'm mistaken, that was Freddy versus Jason versus Ash from Evil Dead Army of Darkness.
Interesting.
And I want to say I maybe bought it, but I never read it, or I never bought it and also never read it. Either way, I didn't read it. The point is, I would probably love it. I just, you know what? I might need to go find that.
Okay.
But that's, here's the deal. That's interesting. Let's put a pin in that. Let's talk about that come Shocktober.
All right.
Let's go on to the next review. It's from The Coolest Person Ever.
Oh, really?
And the name of the review is, we found him or her.
Nice.
Say.
No, that's true.
Them? I don't know. The name of the review is Happy, Happy, Happy. All capital letters for this one. Do Kirby versus Snake Eyes or else ... Now I feel threatened.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you got it. You can't let down the coolest
Kirby
person ever.
Kirby versus Snake Eyes.
It's an interesting matchup.
You don't want to let down the coolest person ever. It is. We've done Kirby. We've done Snake Eyes multiple times. Sure. I love both characters. I would have concerns that Kirby is just on this whole planet other level than Snake Eyes.
Like,
and look, you're never find a bigger G.I. Joe fan than me, and I'm saying that.
Obviously. I feel like that's a non-starter. Like, it's immediately, that's just Kirby, right? Like, he just eats Snake Eyes, right?
I don't see a situation where Kirby doesn't just inhale Snake Eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
there
problem.
It is. That's your podcast. It's done.
What if we do an episode with Snake Eyes and then later do an episode with Kirby? Can we do that?
Sure.
Are we allowed to do that?
That seems fine. I don't know. Maybe. What if
I'm afraid of the or else part? I feel a threatening aura around this five star.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we have to look into
we'll
the Snake Eyes lore, see if there's something we missed that makes this make more sense.
Trust me, I don't know too many people that know more Snake Eyes lore than I do. And not to say I know all of it, but I know enough. No is the answer.
I mean, All right, moving on. The next one is from I Love Torchic. It says, hello, Akuma. You must add Akuma. Colossus was too weak to fight Akuma. For Akuma's fist, no equal. I have a challenge for Akuma. Five-way fighting game, Liu Kang versus Jin Kazama versus Akuma versus Asura. If that's too big a challenge for you, please just do Kratos versus Akuma. Okay, it's a lot
now,
there.
Now, I think I love this, but he says it's a five-way and then only names four people. Yeah. Maybe he meant for Kratos to be the fifth one.
Probably.
I'm a little confused by the review. I mean, here's the deal. I appreciate the review. And you know what? I actually suggested Akuma for a future battle, and I was told Akuma a little too strong for the character we were talking about. So yeah. I gotta come back to Akuma at a later time. I've done Akuma on the original Who Would Win show, and I love the character. Trust me, I love Torchic. I'm into Akuma. If there's an I suggested Akuma for a new battle coming up soon, and I got turned down by the other debater. And there's nothing wrong with that. Other debaters allowed to veto picks.
Yeah.
If they don't feel that it aligns properly with power level. And I am open to it every time. I want to make sure in every debate, I'll say this again, every debate, I want to make sure that both sides are happy with the matchup before we get into it. You took Snake Eyes? Well, I'm taking Kirby. I'm not here to do that to people.
The Kirby stomp. So they said no, and you said fine, Akuma Matata.
Oh, boy. No. I knew it was coming, and there was nothing I could do to stop it. That's upsetting. Anyway, we got one more review.
Yeah.
One more review from Cade Likes Who Would Win. The name of it, get ready for this. The name of the one is OG Show Please. We got a fan of the original Who Would Win show. I have been listening to this show since season one. This show has been here for the ups, the downs, the moves, the sickness. Can I have it back, please? Now, Cade, first off, I appreciate the 5-star review. I also appreciate that there is one constant in this universe, Cade, and that constant is change. And I know it can be a little bit scary. You fall into a groove, you got something you like, and who didn't love the original Who Would Win show? It ran for 6+ seasons. I was named by me a grand champion of Who Would Win, the Who Would Win master, if you will. And when the opportunity came back to grow the network, put two shows on there, James wants to do it a very specific way that is in his wheelhouse. I'm wanting to go a different direction in my wheelhouse. And guys, there's nothing wrong with that. I want you to go and try to support both shows. I obviously want you to listen to this one first, but I come out on Monday. That should be easy, right?
That's easy, yeah.
I come first in the week. Listen to me first. Start your day off right, as I would like to say, or your week off right. But that being said, there's no bad feelings. I want you to enjoy it all. We want to grow and listen to the Mortalverse audio dramas with DC Comics inspired stuff when that comes out. Anything that shows up on the Who Would Win network feed, I want you to listen to. But regrettably, Cade, you've got like 300 episodes of the Who Would Win show that you can go back and listen to. That's not really going anywhere. So there's a lot of content you can go back and revisit if you start getting sad and lonely for the old days. And you know what? It's okay to feel things. It's okay, Cade. I'm here for you.
Yeah. It's good. You just turn it on while you go to sleep. It'll fill in the gaps. It'll be nice.
If me shouting at you doesn't get you sleeping in 5 seconds or less, you have insomnia.
There you go. You could do a special Patreon tier of just Ray shouts at you. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I was going to say OnlyFans, but that's not what I meant. What's that other one? Cameo. That's the one I'm trying to think of.
Oh, yeah. You could do a cameo.
Nobody wants the OF from Ray. The cameo where you pay me money, and then I just shout at you. Huh? Who wouldn't want that?
Beautiful. All right. Thank you for all those amazing reviews. And I think now it is time to see how the fans actually voted on this episode. Yeah?
That's right. Go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. You can go on there and you can vote every single fortnight, as the kids might say.
That's right.
And you can have it your way. Like it's Burger King, where I'm not allowed.
Yeah, you probably can actually go on there and vote. Exact words. Yeah.
Yep. See, that's how it is. So I'm going to do a little drum roll here. Sam is going to give us the actual results from the fan vote on patreon.com. Here we go.
All right. With 70% of the vote, it is the future man, John Spartan. taking on Jack Burton with only a measly 30%. I'm actually, and that that's how I called it. Yeah.
The fans are going crazy.
It's great. You know, I mean, I think there's, you know, no matter which way you vote, they're both great characters. Like, everyone, you know, has a lot to connect with them, right? Maybe you drive a big rig, maybe you've been frozen in, you know, time. There's a lot to really just, you know, attach yourself to those characters.
There is. Look, everybody loves Big Trouble Little China. Everybody loves Demolition Man. Movie. If you don't, you should, because it's so good. It's so delightful, and you should love both. That's my opinion.
For sure.
First and foremost. But anyway, thank you very much to the people at home. We are going to go to commercial really quick. And when we come back, we're going to read all of your insights and all of your comments from all the different social medias that I track. And we'll be right back with that in just a moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we're back. Did you enjoy those commercials? Are you going to buy those goods and or services?
Yeah, I can't wait to get that thing. It's going to improve my life. Game changer. All right.
It's I'm loving it. Da-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right. Starting us off, Jacob Mercer, short and sweet.
Hi, Jacob.
Spartan wins bigger and probably better trained. And I think that is what we saw in the debate from Ray's side. Yeah, I mean, I think it really just came down to a lot of like, this is a skilled warrior versus this is a guy with a truck.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I don't want to disrespect Jack Burton. A little bit I do want to disrespect Jack Burton. But I mean, he's fantastic. He wins his fights. And Kevin isn't wrong when he says that Jack Burton has the better feet. Like, I think John Spartan has the better overall, like, what do you call it, catalog of stuff. But when it comes down to it, Jack Burton did kill a god. And John Spartan did not kill a god. So, you know, the argument could be made, and I believe that's what we did on this show.
Yeah, I mean, I think the truth of it is Jack Burton is a character who is based in luck, whether or not that plays in his favor or against him, because he's both lucky and unlucky, and that element wasn't really debated, so, or at least not well. And that could have been a turning point there.
Man, the judge coming in hot. What's going on, Kevin? Shots fired. Let's go on to the next one. John Shanks wanted to say, hi, John. The right decision was made as the fight went the way I thought it would. Still, a good excuse to revisit a couple of great fun films. And I hope Sam Proof, look out, Sam, you're taking strays, will rectify his egregious error of not having seen Demolition Man by the time the wrap-up comes around. So this is the question. We got this quite a few times. People were very upset with you for having never seen Demolition Man. Have you seen it between then and now?
No, I haven't, but I'll tell you what. I have been thinking of this. I have been thinking about this since, and I was like, what if I specifically didn't go out and see it? Also, part of that reason is because I have a limited window of time that I can watch stuff, and my wife is almost always involved in that. So like that feels like a heavy push to get her into there. But the other thought I had was, what if we set some sort of, you know, like Patreon goal or event or something, and then I will do a live watch party of Demolition Man.
There you go. I love that.
All right.
I love that. Do you want to watch Demolition Man with Sam Proof? I want you to be go on patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Let us know that's a thing you want. Put comments in there, or just hit us up on Facebook or Threads or Instagram or anywhere else that you see. I will tell the people I created a TikTok page for Who Would Win Masters and started uploading our little short clips to it. And It's not working for me. It's broken. I don't know. I broke TikTok. I've tried to upload. I got like 10, 12 videos uploaded, and then it won't do it anymore. It just, doesn't matter what computer I'm on. Doesn't matter where physically I'm located. I've tried on 3 different devices and it will not upload clips, whether I put them in the future. It tells me it's uploaded and then it isn't
there.
Did
you freeze them in time first? Freeze them in time and see if the,
I needed to freeze them like they were John Spartan. And maybe then they would have come through. I don't know what the exact problem is. I'm going to keep trying. Sam's going to try to help me out with that.
Try.
He's the TikTok master. You got on TikTok. Were you able to get it working?
I did. I didn't have time to try it yet. I did log in, but I'm going to have to log in on my computer as well and then go from there.
Okay.
But worst comes to worst, I will just put it out on the official Sam Proof TikTok, which is literally at official Sam Proof, because we'll get them out.
It's got more listeners. There's only like 2 followers. That's true. And that's why I bring it up. I just created it. I didn't really tell anybody. And it's there now. So if you were on the TikToks, please give Who Would Win Masters a look. We need a bunch of followers so TikTok thinks we're something. And this is new media for me. I've never done TikTok before.
Yeah.
So we're cool TikToks.
That's the most times I've said TikTok in a 2-minute span in my entire life and probably ever will.
All right.
Sam, why don't you give us the next one?
Yeah. The next one comes to us from Snurts. Says, keeping it brief this round, Kevin came to make jokes. Ray came to battle. Ray wins with John Spartan. Is John Spartan the ancestor of Spartan John, a.k.a. Master Chief?
See, that's a good question.
That's
interesting. First off, Lord Snurts, thank you for the brevity. You don't have to keep it like the briefest in the entire world. And we did take some shots.
Do it.
A couple weeks ago at the length of your, but we were all getting started. We didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
That's fine. We have some long ones here and we're going to crack on those people too. Trust me. because I'm a hateful, terrible person. That's how it works. Don't worry about that. But I will say, is John Spartan the ancestor of Spartan John 117, AKA Master Chief? I'm going to say unequivocally, yes, he has to be.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. I think that's awesome. Like, what a lore that is now.
Yeah. And I believe Halo came out after Demolition Man, right? The first Halo? Because Demolition Man came out, what,
right?
Like 93? Obviously, 92 maybe?
Yeah.
And Halo came out after that. I'm pretty sure. I didn't look it up. Why do research on a podcast? That's what I'm saying. But I believe completely that was their intention, was to make Master Chief a descendant, a clone of John Spartan. That's why they won't show you what he looks like with his helmet off in the video games.
Because
he looks just like Sylvester Stallone. They don't have the rights. Guys,
how cool
this is a conspiracy we've blown wide open. Wide open.
Yeah, if they ever did that, that would be amazing.
I mean, it's got to happen.
Stallone would want to write it too.
Bungie/313 or whoever the heck has the three. Is that it? 313 is the Detroit area code. I don't know. Anyway, whoever's got it, do the thing. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Put Stallone in the helmet.
Yeah.
Because I darn well know that Master Chief does not look like Adam. Not Adam Driver. The other one. The guy
Orange
is the New Black. You know, the guy. Oh, my gosh. What's that guy's name? Anyway, you know, the one who looks like
guys in Orange is the New Black.
The one who was the prison guard. He was a terrible person. He had a run on Law and Order SVU.
Well, the salt and pepper guy.
Why am I blanking on his real name?
Yeah, I can't think of his name at all.
No, I am not.
Anyway, all right, moving on.
Pablo Schreiber, that's his name. He's a very talented actor.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, friends and family of Pablo. I am a fan of your work. Your 2-episode arc on Law & Order SVU was monumental. If you have not watched his episodes, they are hilarious. They're hilarious for absolutely the wrong reasons, but that makes it perfect episodes of Law & Order SVU. I don't want to say more than that. I'll spoil it, but he did more damage to the SVU team than anyone in 25 years. I'm going to tell you that right now. Oh, he crushes that. Yeah, and then they bring him back for more because why not? He's a great character. Let's go ahead and do the next one. We got Cam Sully. Cam Sully, I'll point out, he just said, I haven't listened to it yet, as upon this moment. Cam Sully sent us a battle request. He wants to come on the show, and you too can do that. You can send a demo reel of yourself, maybe like a minute long, doing an argument, showing us that you have some, you know, some research chops, as well as a personality people want to see. And Cam Sully did the steps. You can send that to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com if you think you want to get involved in that. And I still have to listen to it. But Cam, you are in the running. Let me just put it out there. It says, congrats, Ray Stakatis, that's me, on winning, as unless it was Snake Plissken being represented. Okay. another great Kurt Russell character.
Yes.
Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. There was no way that Jack Burton was getting the win. Yeah, all of them. Oh, yeah. I love it. There was no way that Jack Burton was getting the win over any kind of Stallone character. Wow.
That's Lords of Flatbush. It wasn't Stallone in the Lords of Flatbush. He could beat that guy.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I do think that Snake Plissken could beat Machine Gun Joe Viterbo, Stallone's character from Death Race 2000. I will put that on the record. Also a great movie. Why can't Sam Proof and Company actually watch the movies and shows from characters being represented? Sam, you're taking heat here.
All right, here's the deal, right? First and foremost, I am not the de facto answer. Like, I am not, you know, I'm the MC. I am not, like, you know, I'm not the end of the road here. I am not the judge that matters. It is all of your votes and opinions that actually make the show what it is. So I'm one voice, and that's okay. And in traditional debate, those people aren't experts on the topics being debated. There's no reason for them to be. It is up to the debaters to present either side of the issue. And that's what they're here for. I have to go off what they say, not what I think. I could come into it and be like, hey, you know what? I've seen both of these things. I'll save you 40 minutes. John Spartan wins. That's not a really good podcast.
Not much of a show. Yeah, I would hate that show. Well, Cam goes on to say, sure, it was awesome that Ray One is an underrated Stallone character, but that's not the point, Sam Proof. We should impose actual research instead of a go based on if we like the sounds of one's voice or not. I don't know exactly what he means by that because you listened to the arguments and made a decision based on the arguments.
Yeah, and Kevin and Ray did the research. They were the ones that did the research. Did. That's the whole point of a debate. Is those people do the research and present their findings to an impartial judge. And if I come into it having seen all of the things, there's a much greater chance of me having a preconceived notion of what the win is and then making that narrative fit my thoughts.
Yes. And that's been a problem in the past, you know, of the previous iteration of Who Would Win show. Judges bring their own biases into the show and they just refuse to hear the arguments. There was, oh man, should I talk about this? We had an episode. I don't want to say the exact episode. I don't want to say the exact judge. I'm going to try to give the internet some anonymity. But we had an episode that I was very excited about doing. We were recording the episode, and I was talking with the judge a little bit before we got started. And I said, hey, is there anything we need to know? Like, how you feeling going into the battle? Do you have any questions? They were a first-time judge. And they said to me, Ray, I just want you to know going into the battle that I absolutely hate the character that you're representing, and there's no chance I'm going to give them a win.
Well, that's shitty. Excuse me.
Going into the battle, I was told by the judge flat out, I will not be going with your side. So that the fun in that battle came, and you could go try to figure out which battle that was. It wasn't from the last couple seasons. I'll tell you that. It was an older episode. And you could see my approach in that battle changed completely to essentially trying to logic the crap out of it to show specifically to that judge why they should cast their biases aside and go with me anyway. And at the end of the day, they still did not go with me. And it was a very fun exercise for me, but ultimately frustrating when my partner James would get a win in a battle from a judge openly before the battle even starts.
Yeah, that sucks. That's real lame.
So you don't want somebody to know too much, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, you know, or at least they have to have the ability to put that aside. We've had some great judges, one of whom commented on this thread that we're going to get to eventually.
Oh, excellent.
Anyway, why don't you go ahead and bring us the next one?
Yeah, yeah. I hope I don't butcher this, but Eric Heiting, short and sweet, says, blah, 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 Ray won. Yeah, there you go. Speaking of putting biases aside.
Yes. Look, he wasn't happy about it, but that's just how it goes. You know, I felt good about this battle. I felt good about it going into it. I felt good after I watched the movies. I felt good after the debate. And the people have agreed. 70-30 is a pretty good back and forth because you got to figure, like, of that 30%, probably 25% was going to vote against me every time, no matter what. So, you know, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. And I mean, I got to say, like, I did say this during the episode, but Big Trouble in Little China is one of my favorite films. Like, it's top 10 for me.
It's
and
great.
I do love Jack Burton, for sure. It's so good. All right.
Yeah. Forbidden Mob, you got one here. It's called Awesome Episode, Full of Laughs, Seashells, and Jack Burton being Jack Burton. Q-Finn Mismatch. I mean, something got messed up there. That I'm glad happened. Spartan, an elite soldier, police officer versus a charming truck driver who gets lucky a lot. The right decision was made. Iced Stallone for the win. Yeah. I don't have anything to add. That was perfectly said. Yeah,
I mean, aside from the part that doesn't make sense, it was very, very well put.
Yeah. I don't know if that was me translating it wrong or just, I was just copying and pasting and it was weird on your end. Nobody knows. We could go find out, but why?
Okay. All right. Not important. Up next, Dr. Moxford, PhD. That's how you know he's a doctor.
Hey, Moxie.
Says, after watching Big Trouble in Little China, I've come to the conclusion John Spartan wins this matchup. Between waiting for Sean William Scott to show up to help him find his vehicle to bringing, and it looks like this got cut off.
Okay.
That's all we got there.
That's all anyone needs right there. I don't know. It's not a perfect system we have. We're working on it. I'll just move on to the next one. Thank you, Moxer. I appreciate that. Jordan Brown says that he says, about to be a shiny new tractor trailer on Auto Trader. So... He doesn't think Jack Burton's getting out of it, and he thinks John Spartan's going to sell his rig. That's, I guess, where we're going with this. And you know what? Who could blame him?
Can't sell the Pork Chop Express. That's blasphemy.
You can make a lot of money off it, though. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, so you saved the really, really big one for me.
I guess it worked out that way. William Schmidt. Sweet. Go ahead and do William, one of those great judges I was mentioning before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, William Schmidt says, the challenger didn't bring much to the table, just a bunch of style comments and movie quotes. Yeah. It was entertaining for sure, but there was not a good argument for what Jack had. Any chance to win this battle. For example, Kevin never brought up the lightning reflexes that Jack possesses. Sure. The ability to perceive and react to catching a knife is a skill worth noting. It sounded like Ray was expecting this to be brought up, but when it wasn't, he decided to do it himself so he could counter it anyway. And then he goes on. Also, if Jack is at his peak, does that mean John Spartan was fighting the version of Jack on the potion that Egg passed around? That's fair.
Interesting.
That seems like a good point that should have been brought up, as it made many of the imbibers of the potion display superhuman-like powers. Jack also had a luck factor, again, that could have been brought up. In the end, I think John would still have pulled it out, but I also think Jack could have been represented better. For sure, I agree with, I think I've said most of those points. I don't think we talked about the six demon bag at all, really. It was kind of nodded to.
No.
Yeah, but yeah, for sure. I think that was definitely a missed opportunity. Again, the lightning reflexes and the luck factor, I think, are the things that make him good. Yeah.
I don't think he dwelled upon it. Kevin came in, I think, feeling like he was an underdog and came out to put on a spectacle, to do his bits. And I think that's great. I think the show can absolutely use that. But don't think I'm not going to mercilessly beat you verbally about your head and shoulders if you come at me like that. Please.
Yeah. I mean, but I think
William Schmidt shot fired.
Yeah. Those are fantastic points. And I think if that had been represented better, this would have been still a win for Spartan, but I think we would have seen something more like a 60-40 on the vote.
And I'm going to say right now, it's very hard to come in and sit in the debater's chair. I've been doing it for a very long time. I know how to do it at this point. I know how to craft the arguments, and I know how to do the research and make sure all the important stuff gets mentioned. Sometimes I miss, you know, an item here or there, but it's usually because I ran out of time, not because I didn't know about it. Or I didn't think something was as important as the judge did, right? So it is hard. Kevin Gauthier's never come in and tried to do this before. I mean, he was one of the first people I reached out to because I know he's going to bring the heat. He's going to bring the energy. And no one can debate that Kevin did that. So I have a great appreciation for Kevin as a talent and as a performer. And maybe if we have Kevin back on the show again, now he's done it. He's got those reps in and he can like bring it even harder. Yeah, I'll go ahead and move on to Steve Moulton, or Steve Moulton, as I would used to call him.
Is that
before
the
I met him
Steve
in person
Moulton?
And saw how large he was.
Yeah,
that's big Steve Moulton,
star of
I Think You Should Leave.
Yes,
one of the plumber guys. I forget. There's a name for him. He's gonna be so mad at me for forgetting the name of that bit. But anyway, go
Turbo
watch
Team.
I Think You Should Leave. That's a great
right. Turbo,
Turbo
Team is that right?
Sam knows. Sam's got my back on this one. Turbo Team, and I knew that. What's wrong with me? Anyway,
Tim Robinson
says,
fan, but I love Steve.
Oh, Tim Robinson's great. A lot of people, you know, I'll say this: like, he probably doesn't remember me. But we were both doing Second City Detroit at the same time, and we were running in the same circles circa, I think, want to say like 2000, 2001. So that was a long, long time ago, but I absolutely knew who he was. And very hilariously, I'll just ruin it all. Steve will get to your point in a second. But Tim Robinson was a guy who was, I don't think did a comedy show with him that I remember. Okay. Maybe we did a jam together, an improv jam or something. But I'd seen him at a different shows that you kind of go around and see all the different improv and sketch comedy shows going on. I was well aware of who he was and that he was very, very funny. And I completely lost tabs on him after leaving Detroit for Los Angeles. I had no idea that he was a cast member for a season on Saturday Night Live. I had no idea that he was a writer before and after that streak. And it wasn't until I Think You Should Leave came out, became like one of the biggest shows on streamers. And all of a sudden his face started showing up everywhere. And in my head, I was like, I haven't thought about this man in 20 years. And there he is on my television making one of the funniest gosh darn shows I've ever seen in my entire life. What a true talent. What a great Detroiter and a fan of the Detroit Lions. And I'm just going to say right now, good job, Tim Robinson. You made it, man. Congrats.
All right, read Steve's, anyways, Steph's comment.
Steve's comment.
Yeah.
Of course I want Burton to win, but even I can admit that Spartan has him outclassed in terms of strength and training. There you go.
Yeah. It's short and sweet.
We got two more to do here, so let's get through. I know we're going over where we wanted to. We still got more to talk about. So,
all right. Max the Man 1001 says, very entertaining episode. I believe one of the strongest arguments for Spartan winning is that he seeks violence while Burton has to deal with violence.
Good pickup, Max.
Yeah, that's a good pickup for sure.
That is exactly what I was going for, and you found it. Last one, Matthew Dawson. He's the creative force behind the Mortalverse. Mentioned them earlier. The audio drama is based on DC Comics characters. If you haven't had a chance to go back and listen, there's a three-hour full amount of Justice League Mortal, which is the canceled Justice League movie. The script was still out there. This is from it was before Iron Man came out, I believe. So it was pretty old. The mid-2000s. The mid-aughts, as we say. And he turned that script into a full-on audio drama. I play Batman in that. Maybe you might like to see that. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Anyway, Matthew says, I've never heard a debate where one side just ran out of points by round three, LOL. And that's a good point. Kevin did run out of points. You got it.
Yeah.
You know, 3 minutes doesn't seem like a lot of time. For me, 3 minutes feels very, very short because I'm used to talking a lot more than that and just getting up ahead of steam and rolling through it. But my goodness, you got to plan a lot and leave stuff out. And I think new debaters need to understand that. Over-prepare and assume you're not going to get to everything. And that's where I kind of come from when I say I didn't get a chance to do it.
Yeah. Kevin's the guy that goes on Wheel of Fortune and it comes to his turn and he goes, pass?
I mean, it could happen. All right. It could happen. Anyway, we're going to do a brief segment here before we get out of here, and we're going to introduce next week's battle. But Sam, what are you watching? Any movies, gaming, podcasts, anything you want to let the people know about?
Yeah, so I've been, every week we've been watching the new Handmaid's Tale, and we had a shock where we thought this current week was the season finale, and we went into it, and we watched it, and we were like, I don't want to spoil anything, but where's all the explosions and the stabbings? But apparently there's two more episodes, so we just hadn't gotten there yet. But they definitely made it seem, this is turning into like the Lord of the Rings, where you're like, this is the end. This seems like they ended it, but I guess not. But yeah, in addition to that, I've been listening to the third season of the Dungeons and Daddies podcast from Freddie Wong and his crew, which is fantastic. I don't know if you're familiar with it. The first two seasons were traditional Dungeons and Dragons, but this particular season, they're doing more of a Call of Cthulhu thing, which is super cool. It's really an interesting, story, but also I've never played that system. And it's a system that you're going to die as a character. Like you have maybe five hit points. Yeah. You're just going to lose it. So it's been really interesting to hear.
Very fun. That's great. Yeah. I took the family out to go see Thunderbolts.
How's that?
New MCU movie. It's great. I liked it a lot. I really thought they did a good job with, spoiler alert, the Sentry character. But let's face facts. You either have seen the movie or you know Sentry is in this movie. I was curious how they kind of do some of the themes with Sentry, and they did not hold back from it. They didn't go like full hard-boiled, is that Harvey? Bad Lieutenant. They didn't go Bad Lieutenant with Harvey Keitel. But they told you enough that you understand what his deal was. And I loved it. I thought everybody was really, really fun in it. I thought Julia Louis-Dreyfus was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And I highly recommend everybody goes out and sees Thunderbolts. This is probably, in my mind, this is one of the best MCU movies since Endgame.
Really?
I think I would probably put it in my top top three. I'd have to like think about it a little bit further, but yeah, it's definitely in that zone. It's very, very good. And if this is where new Marvel's going, I want to go there.
So definitely a theater watch and not wait for streaming.
I mean, watch it the way you're going to watch it. I'm not here to tell you to spend those prices, but like, I think it's worth it to see in the theater. I loved it.
Nice.
There's so much coming out this year that I know I'm going to end up going to see in the theater. And I'm not just talking about the live action Lilo and Stitch that's coming out very, very soon.
We're definitely going to see that.
But, we're eating good. As movie fans, we're eating good. I do want to say, like, you know, of course, I'm playing some Final Girl, the greatest horror-themed solo board game in the world. And I just picked up a new Arkham Horror, the card game. I'm going to talk board games because why not? The Drowned City just came out. I picked it up as a favor to myself, a little treat. And so I'm going to try out that campaign, hopefully sooner rather than later. And Andor, I watched the first two episodes of the first season of Andor, and I liked it a lot. But tell me, should I keep watching? This keeps getting better and better, right? This is what I hear. I've been enjoying it, but I haven't gone back to it yet. So I might need a pusher. You people let me know.
I finally don't have Disney anymore, so I haven't watched it.
Bummer.
Yeah,
it's great. I enjoyed it. You know what? It feels like a Star Wars, but it's made for adults.
Yeah,
and that makes a difference. That's what I liked about it. And then finally, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I saw a really good TikTok video about how Andor makes the end of the original movies where they get the Han and Chewie and Luke all get the medals. He says Andor really makes that just a funny moment because it's like we all did the work. This guy just showed up off a farm yesterday, right?
Yeah. Who are these guys? Why are we giving them medals?
Yeah,
that's so
definitely intriguing.
Because there's a new Final Destination movie hitting theaters.
Yeah.
And apparently that was written by a friend of a friend. So I'm very excited for them to keep writing movies. That's great. But I've never seen a Final Destination movie. So I went back and I'm halfway through watching the first Final Destination movie. And I am enjoying it. I'm about halfway through and I think it's going to start ramping. I think it takes a while to get going and then it starts to go. And we're going to get crazy with it. And I also watched a movie called The Electric State, which is a streamer on Netflix.
Yes.
And I watched the first half of it, and I saw it got terrible reviews. I didn't hate it. I saw it getting like threes. I think I give it like a 7-ish. Like the visuals are startlingly good. And the story, you know, we could have more.
Yeah, I love retro-futuristic stuff. I think the style of that is so cool. And yes, there's some suspension of disbelief of like, you know, really? They're just out in the desert doing this thing. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I see the people picking it apart. And I'm like, you know what? It's a fun ride. Just go with it.
Yeah. It's a visual feast, you know?
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of like the Guillermo del Toro movies in that you're there just as much for the visuals. And, the story could be hit or miss. But like, you're there to kind of get immersed in this world. And I think people want to hate everything. And people want to hate everything that they're told ahead of time that they should like. So anyway, that's what we've been watching. I do want to take a moment here to introduce next week's episode. I'm going to drop that right now. Get ready. Now, this is actually the episode. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to pull back the curtain. The next episode is the one that we recorded first. It is the first recording. You'll actually hear us mention it on the show that it's the debut episode of Who Would Win Masters. It's going to be Spider-Man versus Blue Beetle with special guest debater with Spider-Man. Executive Vice President of Who Would Win, Brent Pope. Brent Pope is going to be debating me on next week's episode. We moved it to a little bit later in the show order. It was supposed to be the first one, and I'll just be real about it. It was our first time doing it. We had all new software, a whole new format, and we were kind of fumbling around a little bit on everybody's end, trying to just like figure out how the pieces fit together. Now we've done more episodes. I feel like we're a little better streamlined at it. But it didn't quite have, in my brain, it was a little bit more off kilter than some of the other episodes that we've done since then. And so it just felt like a good idea not to lead with it. But obviously, we're going to put it third. So you kind of get a vibe for what the show is now. And if there's a little bit of jank in there with our process, you'll forgive us. That's the hope, at least.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to us and hanging out. We'll see you for that episode next. And remember to follow us on all of the socials and join us over at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. And if you're interested in becoming or submitting yourself as a potential debater, send us your 1-minute demo at whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, you may be in the challenger seat next time. And thanks again for watching. And for Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
Who are
you? Who am I? Who am I now?
Nobody this knows. Is John Jack Sparta driving the All right, Demolition Man Express.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy, you got to sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in, it's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Are you a geek who likes sports?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. We hope it is good. Welcome to another edition of Geeks Who Like Sports. The Yankees really kind of mailed it in. She's the Goblin Queen. Like, yeah. It's legit. Football 101. Take what the defense gives you.
The NBA All-Star Game is fake. The Emperor would absolutely throw Vader under the bus.
Listen or watch Geeks Who Like Sports on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.